This is Roberta Foster, and welcome to today's edition of the Author's Corner, brought to you by KNEO 91.7 FM, The Word. And today, I welcome Bethany Baumberger to Author's Corner. She and her husband, Ryan, wrote the book, He Is He, a book about your identity, which is published by Barra Publishing. And she'll tell you more about how to find the book at the end of the program. A little information about Bethany. She is the co-founder and executive director of the Radiance Foundation, a life-affirming organization that creatively illuminates that life has a purpose. She's the author of the groundbreaking children's book, Pro-Life Kids, an adorably illustrated children's book that uses rhyme to teach an age-appropriate pro-life worldview, which we've talked with her about that book here on Author's Corner. And they also wrote the book, She Is She. Bethany, thank you so much for being with us today.
Awesome, Roberta. Thanks for having me. Glad to be with you.
Well, children around the world are being taught that boys can be girls and girls can be boys, devaluing what makes each gender unique. And we as Christians need to stand for the truth that He is He. And Bethany, we want to find out how you're helping us to continue to proclaim that through your new book.
You're so correct. There is a war going on right now on objective truth and simple common sense. And so as a teacher, I was a homeschool teacher. I've been a homeschooling mama for the last 18 years. But before that, for about a decade and a half, I was a private school and public school teacher. And I truly believe that literature is a powerful tool to allow us to really delve into some hard issues, but do so age appropriately. And so as we've been watching what's going on and the targeting of our children at younger and younger ages, we just knew that we had to write a book that actually 10 years ago would have been laughable if we had written She Is She and He Is He. But we've written these companion books because we want to remind children of the beautiful biological differences between boys and girls.
It says that experts say that 4 out of 5 children actually question their gender growing up, and yet they seem to grow out of it. So I guess it's really important to make sure that they're getting the truth in those early years so that they can grow out of it.
Absolutely. When we look at statistics, we realize that what is being taught and actually pushed aggressively is this series of lies that tell our children that if they feel a certain way, that's who they really are. And it's amazing that if there's not a standard of truth, which you and I both know are found, that standard of truth is found in the Bible. If there is no standard of truth, children are going to be swayed to and fro and want to believe lies. But our core identity is not a conditional thing. It's a biblical thing. It's a biological thing. And it's determined at the moment of conception by our DNA. Our great creator planned it that way. So He Is He is our newly launched second book in the series. It is an illustrated children's book created to celebrate what it means to be a boy, this undeniable, biological, lovable boy. And it allows our kids to just understand at an age-appropriate level that they have been created on purpose for a purpose. And when they hear these things that the world is spewing, these lies, they're going to have a standard by which to weigh what they're hearing and understand the truth about how God made them. And it's my heart that through rhyme and super cute illustrations that children will see reflections of themselves, that in He Is He, children that are boys will see reflections of themselves and understand these biblical, powerful truths. And guess what? When our identity is rooted in Christ and His truth, it won't be uprooted by everything else that comes along.
And obviously it takes a reminder. And so we know that children like to have the same story read to them again and again and again. Mm. And that's important to have these, as you've mentioned, these really cute pictures. And so why don't you just give a shout out? Who is your illustrator in the book?
Ed Kaler is one of our best friends. Whether he says so or not, no, I'm just kidding. We just love him. He is fantastic. He is such a talented illustrator. He loves Jesus with all his heart, and you can see the revelation of his gift set in these books. He has a way of capturing so many different hues of skin and hair types and colors. And as you go through the book, you could get lost in the characters because they're so incredibly done. So we are grateful that God connected us with Ed Kaler for this project, because this is a concept-based book, not so much a character-based book. And we want children to get lost in the illustrations and feel that those illustrations speak to them. Very much so, we know that the text will speak to them, but to know that the illustrations are such an important part, I think that's a powerful component.
Amen. Well, I'm talking today about the book, He Is He. It's subtitled, A Book About Your Identity, and it's written by Bethany Baumberger with her husband, Ryan, and published by Barra Publishing. And you're listening to Author's Corner, and I'm Roberta Foster. And if you miss any part of today's interview or would like to hear it again, you can now find it on your favorite podcast provider or through KNEO.org. Well, as I'm going through the book, you are definitely an advocate of adoption as well. Yes. And just showing that life is important no matter where it starts or how it starts, but that it is life that is given by God. But you cover so many interesting topics with just a one-page word or a one-page picture. Not only are you going through the He Is He, but you're reaffirming firemen and different cultural issues and all kinds of stuff. So this is quite an advanced book for children. What age group is it intended for? But I can see that it could be for an older audience as well.
Yes. You know, this is really for pre-K through second grade, because really the book, if you were to read it cover to cover, is perfect for that age group. Mm-hmm. What I love to do is just layer, like you said, there's imagery throughout, imagery that will allow adults to have further conversations about the different jobs that boys can have, different areas that men are affecting our culture. And so if you want to, and you're reading it to older kiddos, you can delve into some of these deeper concepts. At the end of the book, too, I also was sure, Ryan and I wanted to add two pages, one that says, what does the Bible say? Another that, what does science say? Mm-hmm. And very simply, and by the way, we know that science echoes what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. So, but it's very important that we were able to lay out very simply what God says about his creation and about our identity. You will also see throughout the book that you can, well, probably more towards the end, heishe.org is a great landing site, which we've created. And it's really for the parents. If they are looking for more information about how to talk about the gender issues, we have added articles, videos, resources. But when we have a piece of literature like this, which is created for very young children, we find that it is so helpful to give parents and adult teachers, Sunday school teachers, aunts, uncles, whoever's reading the book, really background information and places they can go so they can have verbiage to speak into what's going on in our culture. And like we said, you can keep it very simple, read from beginning to end if it's a younger child, but there are resources there to go farther, dig deeper, and find answers that you're not going to find by just turning on the mainstream media.
Now, you made the comment about jobs that boys could typically, or that men would typically find themselves in as they grow older. How did you decide to choose the job titles or job features that you did?
It's probably better to just share that we chose jobs that are important. Women can hold the jobs, some of the jobs we talk about. We have a picture of Frederick Douglass, who was a trailblazer. Women can be trailblazers. We have pictures of the Wright brothers, which is, we call them world-changing inventors. Women can be world-changing inventors. My thought process was, as boys looked at these pictures, they would say, oh my goodness, there is an example, a model of a man or a male who is doing this job and doing this well. And not to say that a woman couldn't, that's for sure, because women can absolutely be trailblazers. They can be courageous lifesavers. They can be part of these different jobs. But there's something beautiful about a little boy reading and seeing these heroes.
Right.
And saying, look what men can do. You know why? Because men are important in this culture. And it is important that they hold positions and we recognize that they are doing great things. And the beautiful thing is, this doesn't mean we have to stand on the head of a woman or put them down or speak against them. No, there is room for each gender, males and females, to do things that are life-changing and impact our culture.
Amen. As much as the outside world is trying to beat down a man and take away the glory that God has put in manhood, it's very much a necessity to affirm the positive of being a man today.
Yes. You're exactly right. And that's what I pray that we did in this book, too. And we really just want kids to see that God has created them to be influencers, not as the world defines it, but as the Bible defines it. We are here to affect our spheres of influence, bring the revelation of heaven to earth. And as we grow in who God has created us to be, we can affect the world around us. And that's a powerful truth.
Well, you've done She Is She and He Is He. And so has the Lord laid onto your heart another book that will be coming out.
Right now, these are our books. We have a sweet book called Sweet Radiance that's coming out as well. But Pro-Life Kids, of course, our initiative there, we're adding different elements to that initiative because our heart is to take away the fear that comes from talking about difficult issues and replace it with the confidence that comes when you have tools like this to speak to children age appropriately.
Well, tell us more about how people can find out about your book and these other resources that you have, and remind us about the Radiance Foundation.
Excellent. Radiance.life is the best way to hear all about what we do at the Radiance Foundation. We have numerous initiatives, and our heart is to illuminate that every life has purpose, and so we educate about culture-shifting issues. And our prayer is that folks would be motivated to know truth, speak truth, shift culture. And of course, if you want some more information specifically about He Is He, heishe.org is available. Sheishe.org is also available. You are welcome to get our books at either of those places, as well as Amazon. But our main site, radiance.life, you can find everything there.
So today I've been talking with Bethany Bomberger, and she and her husband Ryan wrote the book, He Is He, a book about your identity. And so, Bethany, thank you so much for being with us today.
It was so much fun. Thank you for having me, Roberta.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. This is Roberta Foster on the Author's Corner. Join me again next time.
Never miss your favorite show again. For more than 30 years, KNEO has been bringing you great Bible teachers on a local and national level. And now, we've made it easier than ever to hear from these great men and women of God. KNEO's entire lineup is now available to listen anytime, anywhere, through our website. Go to kneo.org/podcast to see all the options. You can search for programs alphabetically, or you can select individual categories like culture, kids, leadership, or music. We even have a category just for locally produced programs, so you can hear from pastors and spiritual leaders located right here in the four-state area. And all these resources are absolutely free. KNEO's mission is to get God's Word in front of you, and this is one of the ways we do it. Give it a try today. Go to KNEO.org and click on the podcast tab to get started.